USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was just, I guess for lack of better, just carnage, liking it to a war zone.
Waukesha, Wisconsin Fire Chief Steve Howard describing what he saw when a Christmas parade held Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin turned into a nightmare. Five people were killed and more than 40 others were injured after an SUV tore through barricades and slammed into crowds. Mayor Sean Riley calling it a senseless tragedy. The Coast Guard is announcing more than $500 million in drug busts. The crew of the Cutter Hamilton offloading more than 13 tons of cocaine and nearly 2 tons of marijuana Monday at Port Everglades in South Florida. Target is making its Thanksgiving store closures permanent. The retailer shutting its doors last Thanksgiving for safety concerns during the pandemic and started offering holiday discounts earlier in October. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Doctors are giving an update on the Christmas parade tragedy in Wisconsin. The update coming from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin-Milwaukee after five people were killed and dozens more injured due to what happened yesterday.
Currently, we have six patients who we list in critical condition, three that are in serious and one that is in fair. We also have eight other patients that are listed in fair condition that are not in the intensive care unit and are in other units within the hospital.
Dr. Michael Meyer, medical director of the pediatric care unit at Children's Hospital, doctors adding hospitalized kids are ages 3 to 16. A federal judge is denying bail for a man accused of threatening both of Alaska's senators. J. Allen Johnson is accused of leaving 17 threatening voicemails for Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden making an announcement regarding the Fed Reserve.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was nominated for a second four-year term by President Biden on Monday, extending a tenure that began with President Trump. The ex-investment banker is being asked to finish the most consequential revamp of monetary policy since the 1970s. Lael Brainard, the Federal Reserve board member who was the other top candidate for the job, was nominated as vice chair. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Going a little bit more in depth on the tragedy that happened on Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. When a parade is taking place, what is standard operating procedure regarding keeping people safe? Ed Davis is the former Boston Police Commissioner. He tells Fox News,
well, your responsibility is to use your firearm to stop the assault. You can use fatal force against an individual who is an immediate threat to your life or to the life of other individuals. So the officers could very well have shot into that windshield to kill the suspect as he was driving down. The attendant issues with that, wild rounds, bullets bouncing off cars into a crowded field of people. You need to be very, very careful when you use that type of force. And in this particular case, my heart goes out to that officer. He saw an opportunity. He got one round off safely, but then he stopped.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.